They are fluorescent lipophilic cationic redistribution dyes. Their very low cytotoxicity properties enable them to easily penetrate living cells and the inner mitochondrial membrane. The cells can be grown in suspension or as adherent cells, which can be trypsinized before staining. MitoPT reagents are cell permeant, so there is no need to lyse or permeabilize the cells. In healthy non-apoptotic cells with polarized inner mitochondrial membranes, MitoPT reagents will accumulate inside the negatively charged mitochondria and fluoresce bright red or orange upon excitation. Sit or stand on the ipsilateral side of the shoulder being mobilized facing cephalid. Place the patient's knee of the upper leg in contact with your anterior superior iliac spine. Move from left to right while palpitating with your cephalid hand for motion to arrive at the lumbar interspinous space of the segment being mobilized. Stand near the patient's head facing caudally with the mobilization hand on the superior aspect of the proximal humerus. The graft is tunneled in a standard manner through skin incisions that are made over the planned venous outflow and arterial inflow anastomosis sites. The venotomy site is selected and vascular access is obtained. At this point, the graft and venous connector are flushed with a heparinized saline solution, and the graft is clamped during placement of the arterial intergraft connector. To perform hemodialysis, the graft is punctured with two needles. Blood from the outflow needle is directed to the dialyzer. The dialyzed blood is returned to the body through the inflow needle.